Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. We know that baptism is all about God's free and unmerited grace. It's a gift. This is precisely why the sacrament of holy baptism is referred to as a means of grace. This is one way in which God gives to us and applies His grace. And that's just it. We don't earn God's grace and forgiveness. We certainly don't deserve it. God's grace is unconditionally free and unmerited gift. In looking over the text, I'm tripped up by the language about bringing forth and establishing justice. It all seems so legalistic, so law-focused. As you know, justice is a legal term. If there's one concept that just doesn't seem to fit with baptismal grace, it's justice. Justice, true justice, as we understand it and how Scripture explains it, means that right is right, and yes, wrong is wrong. True justice means that the wicked will not prosper. The crooked and the criminal don't win. Rather, the wicked criminals get caught and punished, and the innocent, the good, are kept safe, delivered from injustice. Wrongs are called out, brought into the light, and made right. That's justice. Now, we could come at this from many directions. Where do we begin? Look around the world in which we live today. Is there justice? Not even close. There's never been, not since the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden. But isn't the Christ supposed to bring forth and establish justice? I know that some of you are thinking, well, yeah, that's a future tense kind of thing. Jesus will eventually bring forth justice on Judgment Day, whenever that is. When Jesus returns, that's when all the wicked will finally be put in their place. That's when the righteous victims will finally be vindicated. And that's when justice will finally be served. And if that's what you're thinking, you're wrong. But what about now? And this still doesn't answer the question as to what all this talk about justice has to do with baptism. Well, let's talk about justice of baptism. When you think about it, there's nothing just about baptism. It's a tremendous injustice. We're not innocent victims when it comes to sin. We are, like Scripture says, and like we confess, sinful by nature. We deserve nothing but present and eternal punishment. And yet, through baptism, God gives to us His grace. He washes our justly deserved death sentence away and adopts us into His royal household. Glory be to God. And why is this the case, you may ask? Again, it's not because of anything we've done. We've not merited anything for this pardon and promotion. No, all this is solely because of the all-atoning work of the person of Jesus Christ alone. Just like St. Paul tells us, we are baptized into His death and resurrection. His victories over sin, death, and the grave are made ours through baptism. It's through baptism that Almighty God credits us with Christ's victory, and that's not fair at all. Like I said, There's no justice when it comes to our baptism. Now look at the cross. That's what we're baptized into, right? There is nothing fair or just about this. The innocent one, the one and only true, holy, and righteous one suffers and dies for us, for our sins, in our place. He is our substitute. And this is only what we can see with our eyes. We can't see God's righteous anger and wrath against our sin being poured out on Him. We can't see the hell of being cut off from God and forsaken as Jesus was. We can't see all the horrific injustices being poured out upon Him. The holy suffers in the place of the unholy. That's you and me. The righteous dies instead of the unrighteous. The Lord of life suffers the death sentence in the place of this corrupted body of death. There is nothing fair or just about this. And then you realize that these blood-bought victories are credited to us through the likes of simple water and word, as if we are co-victors. The level of injustice is incomprehensible. It almost makes you feel ashamed that such a cosmic injustice was undertaken for you and me. But you know what? This is just an indication of how much God loves us. And when you do think about it, God's holy justice does still prevail. I know that we would do anything for our loved ones if it meant that they would be delivered from death. If it came down to it, we would pervert justice in order to save the life of a loved one. But that's not how God works. God is a just God. God is truly just, unlike any of us, even on our best day. Justice calls for the debt of sin to be paid and paid for in full, almost, or good enough simply doesn't cut it. There can be no hope or possibility of life and peace with the Almighty as long as the debt of sin, even one single sin, remains outstanding. The holy God cannot abide in the presence of the unholy and unclean. Righteousness cannot have fellowship with the unrighteous. And this is precisely why God sent His only begotten Son into this fallen world of sin and death and corruption. God Himself took on flesh for the sole purpose of paying that deadly and eternal wage of sin, your sin, my sin, and the sin of all those who ever descended from Adam. Justice was indeed served in the crucifixion of Jesus. The debt wasn't simply forgotten or erased. God doesn't work like crooked politicians pandering to broke voters. That sinful debt was paid for in full by the blood of Christ. In terms of legalities, the case wasn't just thrown out of court. Charges weren't simply dismissed. That would make God crooked and an unjust judge. No, the penalty was paid for in full by Jesus Christ with His own body and life. Justice was indeed served, and in that justice is revealed the incomprehensible love of God for you and me. In fact, if you really want to get down to it, this is what Isaiah is pointing to when he speaks of the Messiah bringing forth justice and establishing peace. Justice. Like I said, we so often and so easily look around at the injustice in our world and sinful midst, and we only understand these words in a future tense. There's no justice now, but when Jesus returns in judgment, again, that's all true, but that's not the justice Isaiah was speaking of with these words. The Hebrew says that Jesus, the beloved servant of God in whom his soul delights as well and is well pleased, will bring forth justice. We only hear, bring forth justice. But a more wooden translation would be that Jesus is bearing or carrying the judgment of God. To bring forth justice has criminal overtones. Again, look to the cross. Jesus is bringing forth justice, his judgment against sin. He is bearing our sins in his place, or in our place. The same goes with that language of establishing justice. My friends, this isn't just a future tense thing. In the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, the justice of God is set in place and established. It is immovable and unchangeable. Well, behold, the justice of God is established once and for all. It is finished. Your Lord didn't just faint from his mission. He didn't grow weary in spite of all of our stubbornness and stupidity. Not once did Jesus ever look to the Father and say, "Really? I'm done with this. These people just don't care. It's not worth it." No. This great justice and injustice of God, the crucifix, is how much your Lord Jesus Christ loves you. Oh, church, this is what our celebration today is really all about. Yes, we do rejoice that we are baptized children of God, but we don't rejoice that we simply went through some sort of initiation rite or ritual that satisfies family traditions and makes grandma happy. No, we rejoice in the fact that through holy baptism, God has joined us to Jesus Christ. Like Paul says, we've been baptized into his death and resurrection. Oh, the glorious injustice of it all. Dear friends in Christ, look to the font of your holy baptism. There is the means of grace and justification for you. Here is how God brings justice of the cross to you. Here is how God covers you over in the tremendous injustice that is his incomprehensible love for you. Here is where he drowns the death sentence of your sin and imputes, that is, puts on Christ's perfect righteousness to you by faith. Rejoice in that. In spite of all the injustices and wickedness in this world, rejoice. In all times and in all circumstances, rejoice, for you are baptized into Christ. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and righteously just. And it's all for you in Christ and because of Christ. To him be praise and glory and honor forever. Amen.